This is the Shanice Lewis Show, the number one podcast for plus-size women. With your host, the queen of curvy conversation, Shanice Lewis.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, August 26, 2019. Make sure you're following this show's social media pages on Facebook at The Shanice Lewis Show and on Instagram and Twitter at Shanice Show. And make sure you subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting app. Today we have a very special guest. Joe Freeman is the CEO of MedZone, parent company to the brand new Zone Naturals line, an all-natural offering of practical skincare products designed to prevent, soothe, and calm everyday skin irritations like chub rub and blisters. The company's debut product, Chub Rub Formula, is a cruelty-free anti-chafe beauty stick that delivers paraffin-free, long-lasting, non-greasy, chafing protection in every swipe. And we're going to learn more about this product today with Joe. Let's welcome Joe to the show. Hi.
Hi, Shanice. Hi, how are you? Thanks for having us on. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. Now, last time we spoke, I learned that you left corporate America to be an entrepreneur in 2015. So how has your life changed since you've become a full-time entrepreneur?
A whole lot more hours and a whole lot more job responsibility. So, but it's all good. You know, we have been blessed with having a great product line, and it's been expanding over the few years. And I think the entrepreneurial journey is something that, you know, definitely worked for us. And I've just been lucky. You know, I've got a wife. My wife, Kristen, supports me heavily. She's an entrepreneur herself, and so my kids support it. We've got great customers, a lot of professional relationships in the plus community that's really grown over the last few years. And it's just been it's been a great ride thus far. And we think that we're on the verge of some really big things ahead. So it's been a lot of fun, a lot of work. I'm not going to shy away from that, but very rewarding at the same time.
And initially, at the beginning, you were doing mostly everything on your own, but now you formed a team to help you with your company, right?
We've came a long way in the last 3 years. We've had the great fortune of putting some really good people on the team, full-time on our staff, and we've had some great people who work for us part-time as a contract basis. Really been trying to figure out how to put the best talent on our team to help tell our message. I'm very, very proud of our team that helps us day in and day out. Our vision of what we want to be is to create 1 million evangelists. And that's regardless of what product line it is or regardless of what product it is, we want 1 million evangelists. And I've got a really strong group of people who are dedicated to that. We keep working every day keeping that in mind. You know, what does the customer want? What do they need? What do they need? And they may not know they want it yet. But trying to fill those voids in the pocket, the market. And my team, I'm very, very, very proud of them. I'm on the phone with you today, but the only reason I'm on the phone is because those guys work so hard.
Right. Now, for someone that is listening that is not familiar with your products, tell us about MedZone and your signature products.
You bet. So MedZone is a company that's been around since 2001. Originally started by sports medical professionals. In 2015, I acquired the company, and we started migrating into different market segments. And one of the things that we found was, you know, originally our customers were football, baseball, track, a lot of athletes, collegiate and professional. One of the things that we found quickly was that there are a lot of people in this plus community that we didn't know a lot about in the beginning. But what we've done is we've really educated ourselves, reached out to try to create a product line or product lines for this space. And I think that one of the things we're most proud of is that while we have a line of products, we also have brands that are dedicated to the Plus community. And actually, we're the first company that has brands that were dedicated for anti-chafing products specifically to the Plus community. There's several out there now, but we were the first one to take it on head on. The product line includes obviously the anti-chafing and anti-chub rub products. We have blister prevention products, some pain relief products. We've got more things on the whiteboard that we're going to come out with in the coming months. But we're really proud of our Zone Naturals brand that we launched this late spring, early summer. It's an all-natural brand. We have three products in it right now. We debuted the first product, the all-natural Chub Rub Anti-Chafe Stick. We've had great feedback from the marketplace thus far with that. We're really excited about that. So it's a full line of products. The all-natural was a space that our customers were asking us for, and we were excited to bring it together. One interesting note on Zone Naturals is that when we were working on the Chub Rub Anti-Chafe Stick, we reached out to members of the Plus community, the influencers and thought leaders that we have relationships, and we asked them a lot of feedback for the product itself, the packaging, even the name Chub Rub as a name of the product. And so we're real proud about the product, but we're also proud about the process.
And your most recent product that you touched on is all natural. Now, you decided to create an all natural line specifically due to feedback from your customers, or is this also a current trend that's happening on the market?
I think it's both. You know, when we came, we have our ear to the ground trying to find out what our customers need, but people would ask us questions about, hey, do you have an all-natural version? We still have our Chafe Zone for Chub Rub that is, it's not all-natural, but it's still a very high-quality product. It is used by many, many people. We were lucky enough, it has, it's a finalist for the Innovative Product of the Year with full-figured industry awards. So we still have that. But what we found was our customers were asking about, do you have something all natural? You know, what did you do in that space? And so that's when we started working on different formulations. We'd create a version and we'd ship it out to different people and get their feedback. And they'd give us feedback. I like it, you know, a little change here, a little change here. We get feedback for the packaging. But I think that's a trend that the reason they're asking that question, our customers asking that question, is because they want, you know, they see there's more product offerings in the all-natural space. They see a lot of products in our target segment that are not all-natural, and I think they wanted a choice. And so we felt it was our job to give them a choice. And with our product line, they have multiple choices.
Now, I've tried both products, and both of them were great. So would all natural be for someone that has sensitive skin, or is it just someone that doesn't want chemicals? Because both products work wonderfully.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you for being a customer. We appreciate that. You know, the all natural, it's really a preference. It's like if you get a different flavor of soda or a different flavor of tea or things like that. It's some people want something that has a different makeup. It's not that one is good and one is not good. It's that they're different. We have a lot of athletes who still use our Chafe Zone Original or our Chafe Zone for Chub Rub product. It's, you know, high intensity activities. A lot of people are choosing that product set. The All Natural is for the customer that wants everyday protection from chafing, thigh rub, chub rub. You know, they can use it around their bust area, around their sports bra. They can use it anywhere the skin rubs. But what we wanted to do was give them an option. And it's been well received thus far because people said, you know, hey, I want to wear the Chafe Zone for Chub Rub when I go to the Plus Strut, and that's great. And then I want to wear the Chub Rub All Natural when I'm wearing a dress and going to work. And so our job is to give the variety to what the customer wants. And we feel like by doing that, they can choose which one is better for them and which one they prefer.
And the issue of chub rub and chafing is not exclusive to plus size people. It's a issue that's for all people, correct?
Absolutely. My kids get chafings that we called it swimsuit rash when we go on vacation. You know, a product like ours is great to take to the beach on vacation. It's meant for every size and every gender and every body style it is, because it just happens. You know, your skin touches in different places at different times, and it causes friction. And that friction can cause chafing or chub rub or thigh rub, absolutely. And that's why we have, you know, multiple products. We created the Chub Rub brand for our product because we really wanted to hit the issue head on. Talk to the plus community, let them know that we are listening, that we're dedicated to them, we're investing in the community, we're investing in different events that we go to help create awareness, and we want them to know that we understand that shopper. And so the issue of chafing itself has been around forever, and it happens to everybody. And so we try to come up with a product for everybody. A lot of athletes buy our original chafe zone at Walmart. They go into Walmart, the sports and fitness section, and they get it because they're running a marathon or going cycling or swimming, things like that. We have people who are in the fashion world who wear it when they wear a dress or when they wear shorts, and we give them the freedom. That's the thing that we like about our product line, is that especially in the plus community, we're giving what we feel is an option to wear the clothes you want, wear the style you want, and not have to worry. We found this from a lot of conversations with this space, that a lot of people were hurting or a lot of people were going without or using an inferior solution. So we feel happy the fact that, you know, our product is giving the freedom to wear shorts, to wear the dress, wear what you want, and regardless of what size you are.
And you strongly believe in influencer marketing. That's been a big building block in your company. Why is that?
I think influencer and thought leader marketing is very important, but it's not just for the marketing. It's for the feedback that we get. We get as much value with when our influencers call us or contact us and say, hey, I like this or I don't like this. That's invaluable. That's the ultimate customer. You know, it flatters me when you say that you've tried both products and love them. That's a testimonial that says, hey, you know, that the products work. When we created a Chub Rub, the all-natural anti-chafe stick, we used influencers that we've worked with in the past to help us refine, you know, a nearly year-long process, refine it down into a product that works in this space and that works for our customers. So that's one. They give us great feedback. Two, we're big into the micro-influencer space. We feel there's a lot of people who are micro-influencers that have small to medium-sized audiences that are looking for a platform to tell their story, to tell why they're unique. And if we can help those people, we love that. We feel like that's part of giving back. We're helping entrepreneurs. You know, we've had people who have been, you know, left corporate jobs to be entrepreneurs, and part of their new business is focusing on entrepreneurship and blogging and influencing. And when we can work with someone like that, that's a great win. One, they're good people to work with. Two, they bring us invaluable feedback. And then, yes, they can help us spread the message. And that's where I think in, you know, today's market, you got to be creative on how you spread your message. And so we're big supporters of those thought leaders out there like that.
Now, influencers can be a hit or miss too, so it's not all roses all the time, right?
No. You've got a variety of people out there, but you'll usually get more hits than misses. You know, I think the thing about it, working with a thought leader, with an influencer, is really setting those expectations up early, saying exactly what you're looking for, finding out exactly what they're looking for, and then seeing if it's a fit. It's not as easy as saying, hey, I want to work with you. Okay, I'm good with that. Boom, let's go do it. I think you need to have a relationship. One of the things that we've done since day one, and we will do forever, is that we've never worked with an influencer who doesn't love our product. I mentioned our vision is 1 million evangelists. You have to love our product before we would work with you. We will never put words in someone's mouth. We will never try to influence their opinion at all. We want true believers in what we're doing, who we are, the products we have. And if for some reason someone doesn't like our product, that's fine. No problem. That's just not what we're about. We want people who truly believe in what we're trying to accomplish and the products we're trying to bring to the market. So you have some misses sometimes, but usually those misses come from just not having a real candid conversation up front.
Now, from your experience with working in the Plus community with influencers, you've been to various events, you've been marketing. What would your advice be to someone trying to break into the plus size industry with a new product and don't know where to start?
An influencer or a manufacturer for a product?
A manufacturer for a product.
One, I think that you have to know this space. It's asking a whole lot of questions and listening because we love this market segment because this customer is smart. She's loyal. She is very effective at giving feedback if you ask. And I would say, you know, you got to put your ear to the ground and listen. It's one of those things. This is a great community to be involved with, but you have to listen. You have to understand what they're asking for and don't make assumptions. I think that's similar to other niches when you get into them. But just by asking, providing good quality products, being very genuine and candid, having a lot of integrity in your conversations, I think are important. That sounds simple, but sometimes it's not as common as you would think. And so it's just a kind of come in to it eyes wide open and ask, you know, palms up, you know, help me understand. And I think what people will find is that there's a lot of opportunities in this space, but it's for people who are truly genuinely wanting to create great products and deliver, you know, great. So we always tell people we have great products and awesome service. And we will always have that. But I think that's something that's an expectation on both sides getting into a market like the Plus community.
And specifically with events in the Plus Size community, when you go in as a sponsor or vendor, what is your expectation? Do you expect exposure for your brand, or do you expect a return on investment?
I think both. I mean, you know, it's one of those things that any business is trying to find a good return. I think it's how you measure that return. We were at Dream Big Midwest a few weeks ago in Chicago, and I was on a panel talking about some of these issues. And I think that it starts with a relationship, you know, so it's exposure is part of that relationship. Showing people the product is part of building that relationship. Telling people your story is part of that relationship. But ultimately what we want is we want an evangelist. We want someone who says, you know what? I believe in Zone Naturals. I believe in whatever product they're offering, Chub Rub, Blister, Friction, whatever it is, and I'm going to be a loyal evangelist to that. So we do want it. I think the difference with us is we don't have to have it immediate, but we definitely do want a customer. We want a customer who is a long-term customer, a long-term evangelist for us, and I think that's really important. I don't think you can walk into any event and say, hey, I'm here only to sell product. That's not how we do it, and I don't think that's a real successful strategy because it goes back to getting to know your audience, getting to know their wants and needs, and listening to that feedback. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Right, right. So you do have some upcoming events on your calendar that Zone Naturals will be attending. Tell us what they are.
We do. In November, as I mentioned, our product will be at the Full Figured Industry Awards. We were a finalist for the Innovative Product of the Year for one of our products, so we're very flattered by that nomination. It was a surprise to us when it came out. In the near future, we're going to be at the CurvyCon. So anybody who has a VIP bag at CurvyCon is going to see a sample of our product, are going to get some of our product. We're actually having a social media contest. So for people who you know, post a picture and tag us, or post a picture and with us, our product and them, and tag us. We're going to be underwriting to pay for one VIP ticket next year to the 2020 KirbyCon. So that's, you know, that's a $500 value. So we want to
continue
to support.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's a big prize.
That's a big prize. And so what we're trying to do is get people to have awareness, to start talking about us, and then we've solidified the availability, and then we'll underwrite a VIP ticket next year to the event. We really enjoy being involved with events like these. They're good folks. They're good people. They have great customers there. One thing I do want to mention is that just recently we received first place for the Buyers Award from Drugstore News. It's basically, it's an event where there's buyers from retail locations, from large retailers like Walgreens and CVS to more regional and local retailers. And the buyers got to vote on a product, and we got first place for innovation in our packaging. So the trend for our Tub Rub product is very good, and we're very happy with that. Our goal, our next step is trying to get into national retail. So we're looking so that when people want our product, they can go into Walgreens and buy it, or HEB, or you know, any of the grocery or pharmacy stores. So we're trying to expand that as well. But we're very proud of that award, all of our awards, because we've had a good few months in the marketplace, and we think it's just going to get brighter.
And do you have new products coming out later this year for the holidays?
We do. We're going to have our Chub Rub, which is fairly new. It just came out at the end of spring, early summer, and it's been a big hit. There are two sister products to that. There's a friction formula, which is not necessarily branded for the plus community, but it can be used that. It's a different formulation, a little bit more for the active person, but it's all natural. And then we have a blister formula, which is for hands and feet, which is all natural. As well. And then we'll have some announcements this fall about some other line extensions that we're trying to finalize right now that we're excited about. And I think it goes back to, we're trying to make a brand that has a full assortment of products that helps that plus size customer with what they need on a daily basis. And then we also ask. We ask our friends, you know, what do you see is in the marketplace? Where are the voids that you have? And so we get a lot of feedback on that as well.
Now, where can your products be purchased?
You bet. So, you can buy it on Amazon. You can search for Chub Rub on Amazon. We'll come up, or Zone Naturals. You can buy it on our website, zonenaturals.com. There are some regional boutique, plus-size boutiques around the country that are starting to carry it, so we like that. We're really working right now in getting our national distribution. So next time your listeners go into Walgreens or CVS, tell them to ask for our product. We'd definitely look at trying to expand that reach. But really, Amazon, our website, is where you can find. If they want to see more about people who are using the product, they can always go to YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, Zone Naturals. You can see some testimonials, some more information. We're putting more out there so people can learn more. We're very much trying to get the message in the marketplace that we have an all-natural product dedicated to this community. As a company, we've been the first person to come up with an anti-chafing product that was specifically dedicated to this community. We want people to know that we invest in this space, and we want them to hopefully support us and invest in us as well.
Now, I heard you mention earlier that you have products in Walmart. Is that your other brand in Walmart?
We do. Our MedZone branded Chafe Zone, our orange Chafe Zone, is in Walmart in the sports and fitness section. We're lucky enough, we're nationally in that. We have two other products, a pain reliever called Muscle Rub that's going in this fall, and then a fitness product called Sweat Zone that you apply to your skin and go work out. Those will all three be in Walmart nationally this fall. So Walmart has been a good partner to us. We like them a lot, and we're in talks now with trying to figure out how to take our Zone Natural line into Walmart in some way, because we know that a lot of shoppers go there for these kind of products, and we want to make it easy access for the customers who want to use our stuff.
Yes, I live in the South, and Walmart rules everything down South. So
yes,
you got to be in Walmart.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. I do think it gives you a layer of credibility, too, though. You know, for a company to be nationally in a retailer like Walmart, I think that gives us a layer of credibility, and it shows that we're real, we're focused on customer service, we're focused on good quality products, and so they've been a great partner, and we very much enjoy that relationship.
So do you have anything else happening that we need to know about or anything else we could be on the lookout for?
I think that, yes, always stay in touch with Zone Naturals because it is new. We're working on some announcements to be given out later this year on some social responsibility efforts, some new products that are coming out. It's a little too early, but what I would say is we want people to take a look at the Zone Naturals product line. Take a look. You can follow us at Zone Naturals on Instagram, on Facebook. We'd love for people to stay in touch because we do have a lot more coming. We're aggressively coming into this market because we know there's a need and this shopper wants products like we have. And again, like I said, we were the first company to be in this space dedicated to the Plus community for anti-chafing products. We hope the community will support us and continue to give us feedback and help us expand our products as well. So there's a lot more to come. Just follow.
And before you go, tell us your official website and how to get in contact with you if anybody wants to collaborate with you.
You bet. So the website is www.zonenaturals.com. And then Zone Naturals is Instagram and Facebook and our YouTube as well. Info@zonenaturals is an email address. You can send us emails. You can direct me or DM us on Instagram as well. Sometimes emails are better just because we do have a lot of people looking for ways to get involved with us. And so we have to filter through that and figure out what are the best opportunities for us and for that person as well. So, but yeah, zonenaturals.com. Follow us on Instagram at zonenaturals. If you're going to the Kirby Con, you can look in the VIP bags. Watch our social media for updates from that event, and then the FIFA is in November as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show today. It's amazing listening to all that you have accomplished and to know that you've just been doing this for 4 years. So congratulations on all of your success.
Hey, thank you, Shanice. We appreciate you getting us on the show. We appreciate your support. We're, again, thank you for being a customer. We appreciate it very much. It's influencers and thought leaders like you that are helping this community grow, and to be able to be on your show and to have a relationship with you is really impressive and appreciated on our end. So thank you.
Well, all right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and please keep in touch.
I will. You too. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to my guest this evening. That was Joe Freeman from Zone Naturals. Make sure you check them out on all of their social media pages. And if you're going to the Kirby Con, make sure you get a VIP bag so you can get a sample. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.
You've been listening to The Shanice Lewis Show. For more info about the show, visit ShaniceLewisShow.com.